WRWB 49 over, standing by.
Good morning, Mike. WSHF 567.
Good morning out there, Stan.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.
Morning, Paul.
Morning, Sam.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, good morning from WRWB 49.
Yeah, well, good morning.
I guess we're supposed to get some snow tomorrow. That's what they were saying. Like 1 to 3 inches.
About sick of the snow.
I don't blame you.
Won't be 20, after today, only 23 more days of February left.
Yeah, because it's a short month.
What's going on down there, Sam?
Now, if that was him trying to get in, he didn't make it.
Yeah, I don't think that was him. What's going on down there, Sam?
Video chatting with the caveman. That was me. I accidentally pushed the button. I was trying to move the radio and grab the button on accident.
Okay. Yeah, it would have been a little more if you were trying to say something, I would think. But, all right, very good. You got a good signal in this morning. Nice and solid, so...
For what he's got and where he's at, you know, he gets in pretty good.
Yes, I would say he does.
I've been following that, you know, that Samantha Guthrie's, you know, mother abduction case. And, man, that's crazy and bizarre.
Yeah, who is this person?
Well, Savannah Guthrie is a NBC news reporter.
Okay, I started thinking that, and I seen it on the news last night, right? But the girl on TV did not look like what she's all done up on makeup. So they snatched her mother, eh?
Yeah, they did. Correct. Someone did. And supposedly they, you know, they were given a ransom note, you know. So it's a weird turn of events.
Yeah, this whole thing is weird. So they grabbed some personality on the news' mother for money? Did they say anything like, don't move or she gets it?
They haven't gotten the full details, but it was some type of a ransom. But they're very vague about it. You know, they're not, well, of course, they probably don't want to give out all the details because they don't want to, you know, whoever these people are that took her mother, abducted her, whatever, you know, I guess.
Yeah, well, so she'll either end up dead or these guys are going to jail. They ain't getting away with it. How you get away with something like that?
You may already be dead.
They're not going to get away with it. You can mark my words. This can go on for weeks or a month, but at the bottom line, remember we had this discussion. They will not get away with it. Who do they think they are? All right, give me a minute. I'll be back. I'm going to check with my people. WSHM 738.
WSHF 567. hey, she might already beat that. They said she needed her medication, and, you know, all her stuff was at the house. Now, how's she going to live without her medication?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. So, who knows? You know, some people suspect maybe the cartel did it, since she lives so close to the border in Arizona, and, you know, there was other things that were, well, they were ruled out, I guess, but she may have wandered, they thought maybe she'd wandered off in the desert, and maybe, you know, a coyote or a wolf got her. You know, but then that was ruled out as no, that wasn't a possibility, so, yeah, they're still looking.
Last I heard, Mike, they found a blood trail, and that was leading them to believe that there was foul play.
Well, if there's a blood trail, then, yeah, then something happened, you know. It's obvious.
Another example of somebody preying on the elderly. Shame on it.
Well, that happens a lot. Look at the siblings that, you know, that take advantage of their elderly parents, you know. That happens a lot, too. And it's sickening.
Yeah, well, they didn't break into somebody's house and to defend themselves. No, they wouldn't do something like that.
Alright, time for me to get rolling here. I was talking to John a little bit this morning anyways. I'll catch you guys in a bit. WSHM 738.
All right, there, we'll catch you in a little bit. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
And I think it might be the son-in-law. So apparently she has an older sister, so they're thinking it's that guy. He's the prime suspect anyway. All right, WSHM 738.
Oh, now I didn't hear that part yet. Well, I got the news on right now. I'll see what they say. All right, WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Good morning, WRNW 329.
Hey, good morning out there, Tim. I'll be right back. I just gotta, you know, take care of something.
Okay, no problem. On my way in, I'll be monitoring WRNW 329.
Roger that. All right. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WRWB 49, I'm back.
This morning, Mike, WRNW 329.
Yep, good morning. Still on your way to work?
Headed in, but just coming from the opposite direction this morning, that's all. Now on the other side of the border.
Now, I take it you were over on the other side, huh? Spending the weekend or something, or spending some time over there?
Yeah, well, most of all my family's there, and I got property here. So, a little back and forth and sometimes during the week.
You know, I haven't been to Queens Country, and I'd say about, oh man, it's been so long, I can't remember. That's how long it's been.
Well, nice country, but not missing a whole lot other than the high prices of everything and crossing that border. It's pretty ridiculous now.
I got relatives that live in the Sioux, and I haven't seen them, and it's been a long time.
Nice to get out here in the summertime when it's warm out, maybe pay a visit, eat some good food, and in and out, I guess.
I'd have to get an enhanced license to go across, or a passport, and I haven't, obtained those things, so, one day I'll get back over there.
Well, you can use an enhanced driver's license the same day if you get one. Enhanced driver's license works. Yeah, it's pretty costly now. I think the bridge is like, $12 or something, I heard. I haven't been that way for a while. But the tunnel coming over is like 9 coming over, 8.25 going back.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I know. I can get a enhanced license, but don't have that.
Copy that. It's a little cooler this morning. It didn't feel too bad out here, but it says 5 degrees in my truck. I don't know how accurate that is.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting some snow coming up tomorrow, I think, like 1 to 3 inches.
I thought I'd seen some flash on my phone. It's going to be today. But I didn't get a chance to look at it. I was busy. I wasn't sure. I thought it was going to be today. No. I was going to watch the snow. If it was going to snow, I should watch it.
Well, I guess we'll have to see then.
Well, wintertime's holding its ground this year for some reason. We've been pretty lucky in the last, 5 years. Pretty mild winters. The cold didn't stay a week or two, and it was just gone back to normal temperatures, I guess.
Yeah, I copy that.
Well, I'll take a standby for right now, and we'll catch you in a little bit. Not far from the border here. I'll get to the other side.
All right, we will catch you in a bit. WROWB 49 will be standing by.
WRNW 329. It'll be clear for now, listening.
WSBT 754. Who left the air conditioner on?
Certainly it wasn't me. Morning.
Morning time, Mike. I heard Tim out there. I don't know if he's still there. Good morning, Tim. Yeah, it's bouncing between -1 and 0 right now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was talking to him. He was, getting ready to cross the border.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys. I was just a bit too far out yet to get in. Oh, man. It's only Thursday. Yeah, man, what a big drop in temperature.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, -20 or something on Saturday?
Is that with the wind chill?
Not, they said that's going to be the actual temperature, but I don't know, man. We'll have to see. They like to exaggerate, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, that's what I noticed the last time we had the cold snap. They kept talking in wind chills, you know. Not actual air temperatures. They were talking wind chills to make it sound worse. Yeah, it's chilly right now, man. Well, now my thing went all the way up to 10. I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy and bizarre, you know. Anyway, yeah, Paul was out here for a minute. Sam, he was out here for a minute. And, of course, you know, Tim and I were talking, so... Yeah, that's what's been going on so far.
Well, I'm hoping for a little better day today. I was pretty busy yesterday. Boss on a run. And hopefully it'll be a little smoother today. Get through this, get through tomorrow, and call it a weekend.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, hopefully it becomes a smoother day for you.
Yeah, the old boss had a burr in his saddle yesterday, man. He was on a run, dude. Fortunately, my department runs fairly smooth. We didn't have any issues with him, but he came by a couple of times just grumbling about this and about that and how his plant manager ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing. 2 days ago, he was in love with him. Yesterday, he wanted to hang him. I don't know, man. It's kind of a wait and see with him every day lately.
Well, you were telling me about that whole bathroom, you know, issue. Is that because of that or what?
That's funny you ask, man. That was part of it. He had to spend an hour yesterday dealing with it. Somebody went into the girls' bathroom yesterday morning and pissed all over their seat on one of their toilets. Thought it was funny, I guess, and one of the girls pounded. She lost her composure, went to the plant manager and lit him up and ended up going to the boss. And, I wish they'd hire adults, man. We kind of know who it is. It's one of two people. Just got to catch them. And the thing is they're both of these guys are in at 5. They get overtime. So they're in at 5 every day. And there's nobody really around to see who's going where. And so, I mean, we got an idea who it is, but how are you going to prove it, you know?
A urine sample.
That's about right, too.
Think about that. I just thought about that term, a urine sample. So somebody's doing that in the bathroom, in the girl's bathroom, and then I said urine sample. That's almost got a second joke to it, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it kind of does, don't it?
You're talking a real urine sample, not a QRM-er.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't mean it that way, but I thought about it right after I said it. I said, huh. Anyways, yeah. That's just a pig doing that.
Yeah, it's, pretty childish, man. Pretty gross, pretty childish. I don't know. They had us all up in the inspection room for a big meeting the other day, and the plant manager went off the rails and F-bombed this, F-bombed that, and we ain't having it, blah, blah, blah. I just kind of sat there and figured, well, I know you ain't talking to me, so whatever.
Hey, but you are having it. It's on the toilet seat. And until you fix that problem, you ain't removing it. Yeah, they need to find that guy. That guy's just a straight-out pig.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, man. It's, I don't know. factory life, you know.
I'm getting ready to put the rush on and get out the door. You guys carry on. WSHM 738.
Don't forget your watch.
I do have to put that on.
Yep, watch, keys, sanity.
And if you work at my place, buy a little Lysol, a couple paper towels, that'll help.
Yikes. Alright. WSHM 738.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, man, that's... I'm glad I don't work in that type of setting.
I don't have long to go. Too long, but not long, too long, you know. Yeah, it gets really crazy. Disgusting.
Only crazy, bizarre thing we ever had when I worked at the AMP Farmer Jack was the manager caught some guy in the handicap stall and with a magazine, and you can only imagine where I'm going with this, but, yep, on company time.
Oh, my God. Can't even wait till they get home, man. That's crazy.
Maybe it was I can't help this, but, sorry, I'm back in here for a second. Maybe it was a dispute on his pay, Mike. Do you think that was the issue? He's upset about how much they were paying him. He figured he'd do to himself what they're doing to him.
I guess, but... And the thing of it was, the magazine was a Maximum magazine, and he got off the rack. He didn't pay for it. So, and they had to bring that up, too. You know, he steals a magazine off the rack and then goes in the bathroom on company time to do that.
I don't know. And with that, I'm going to finish my coffee and get out the door. WSHM 738.
That's pretty much left me speechless.
Anyway, yeah. Bizarre things, you know, when I worked at that place.
Anymore, you know, pretty much anything just doesn't surprise me. The things you see go on in these places is just amazing.
Where my dad worked, you know, it was the same way. There was always something bizarre going on at the tech center.
Well, the thing here, you know, there ain't that many people, so if you really wanted to, you'd figure it out or catch them, you know, with all the stuff that's gone on this week. It'd just take a little bit of effort. I mean, the restrooms are pretty close to my department. I can see them from where we're at. One of the girls, where she's been on this one machine for a couple of weeks now, she's right there. But, you know, we just don't feel that we need to be watching, you know. It's just, it ain't my job.
Right. I mean, come on. You're all adults there. I mean, let me rephrase that. Some are adults and some are adult children.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. I mean, I usually try and take care of my business before I leave the house so I don't got to worry about it, but, you know, the girls there, they don't need to put up that, man. The the youngest one we got, she's like 22, 24, something like that. The other ones, you know, are all moms. So nothing would surprise them. They've seen it all, you know. But the young one, I think she would really flip out if she walked in there and there's one of the guys in there.
Right. Well, that guy could be self-identifying, you know, as something else. You know, he can make up that excuse.
Sad time that we live in, man. When you can go there and actually be speaking the truth, you know, it's a sad time we're living in, man. Hang on, let me park, Mike. WSB 2754.
WRWB 49. Are you still in there, Tim? Sam?
Still here. Just got to my destination. Sitting in the parking lot here.
Yeah, copy. Didn't want to forget about you.
And good morning to everyone, WSHM 738 Mobile.
Morning to you.
Morning there, Tim.
Not too bad. Just a couple more days of suffering and get a little break.
I hear that. So, is it mobile, mobile, or mobile?
Depends what part of the country you're from.
All the above.
Yeah, there's worse things to be, that's for sure.
What do you got going on in the washroom thing? I didn't get the full story, but I heard parts of it.
You only got a quart of it? You didn't get the full gallon?
This part of it.
Well, to give you the short version, we got somebody in the shop that likes to sit down on the toilet, not flush it, and throw paper all over. Another one, or the same guy, likes to go in and use the women's bathroom. He's been caught a couple times. And then yesterday they went in there and pissed all over the girls' bathroom and the toilet seat. I work in a strange place, Tim.
Makes him reliving the story from 20 minutes ago.
We kind of got the same problem here in the plant. I think there's 3,500 people on day shift. These bathrooms are ridiculous. I hope they don't do that stuff. They have to do it at home if they're doing it at work. Totally ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pigs, right? Somebody's got to be a big pig to do that.
Definitely, that's the word for it.
I think we got 35 people tops. I can't imagine how bad it would be here if we had 3,500. Holy mackerel.
Probably got about at least, I don't know, 7 bathrooms in this place. Maybe 8. They're all pretty big.
You pretty much gave away where you work, Tim. So, yeah. All right. Very good.
A lot of them missing the toilet all over the walls and on the side walls. It's like, how do you do that?
Yikes, it's terrible. It's people that are just filthy pigs for the most part. I guess anybody can have an accident once, but if it's a reoccurring theme, they're just pigs. Anyways, John that gets out here every now and then, I think, delivers to your place over there. He drives the big rig, bringing parts.
Okay, I don't see it. Well, I do see a lot of the drivers coming in once in a while, but the door where I'm at, they closed that down, so I don't see very many drivers in the last little bit where I'm based at.
That's just wild speculation, but, you know, I'm starting to put two and two together. Not that I need to, but just I know you're always early, and in a place like that, they frown on being late.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing. That's the hard part, is getting here on time. The rest is pretty easy. Got to suffer a little bit, tired, and all that kind of stuff, but... Yeah, the hard part is getting in. If you got responsibilities, I guess you show up on time. That way you keep your job.
They don't deal with being late, that's for sure. Because that holds up a whole other problem you don't want to be responsible for. So it takes dedication, responsibility. It really just comes down to that being that easy. Mike?
Well, he's going to have to worry about any problems, you know, where I'm at. I'm pretty much, you know, do my own thing.
He's in a little bit of a different world. That's what I was talking about. They don't yell at me if I'm 5 minutes early, and they don't yell at me if I'm 5 minutes late, so.
Same here.
The dependable guy, they don't bother you. Got a lot of young generation here that doesn't show up for work after time and are always late.
I got one of those here. 5 minutes late, 3 hours late. You never know.
Here in a second, I'll be right back.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. You know, I can be, you know, 2 minutes later, I can be, you know, 20 minutes late, you know, because I'm my own boss, basically. I can, you know, do what I want, essentially. And not that way, but I mean it.
But I could.
Now you both doubled there. I think Paul was first, and whoever was after that.
All right, go ahead. I'll wait.
I'm out of here, guys. You guys have a good day. I'm going to go punch the clock. Hit the make some donuts. WRNW 329. Clear for now.
Okay, you know what they say. The early ram gets the donut. We'll see you, Tim. Good morning.
See you, Tim.
Yeah, we'll catch you later.
Yeah, they're supposed to launch and circle around the moon for preparations of next year, going to the landing on the moon and spending a week again. It's like 1969 all over again. Going to land a man on the moon and return him safely to Earth before the end of the decade. Remember that line? You're too young for it, Mike.
Right, but I've saw, you know, old newsreels.
Me and Charlie grew up with Evel Knievel, Howard Cosell on Wide World of Sports on ABC, and the Apollo missions.
Yeah, I was fairly young, but I do remember watching them land on the moon. It was a pretty big deal back then.
And they lost interest and money back in 1972 for Apollo 18. They just didn't do it anymore, but I find it interesting they're going back. I mean, and they're kind of doing it the same way, right? They're testing out, make sure they can you know, orbit the Earth. They're going to go around the back side of it and slingshot back to Earth. That gives them energy, I guess. And it's the same thing all over again. It's pretty crazy. Wow.
I hope they got clean bathrooms.
Yeah, I just need to keep that guy out. Yeah, I need to not launch him into space for this mission. So, yeah, they're going to circle around the Earth or the Moon to make sure they can do that and everything works fine. And the next phase will be actually landing on the Moon. Pretty crazy. If you remember Apollo, they did a bunch of missions working up to landing on the Moon. So, pretty crazy stuff. I mean, back then it was the command module and the lunar module separated. They circle around the Earth to make sure they could dock again. And then right after that one is when they actually landed. But there was a bunch of stuff leading into it, you know what I mean? Crazy.
Yeah, it was like a lot of math involved, that's for sure.
I look forward to seeing the video, because you know the camera's got to be a lot better than they were in 1969 in the 70s.
Yeah, that is true. It'll be like full HD, probably in, you know, 4K.
They have pretty good video from the space shuttles, but not exactly being on the Moon, so it'll be a pretty neat perspective to see that compared to what I remember in late 60s, early 70s. Anyways, WSHM-738.
Wonder what frequencies they'd be using to communicate with, you know, be able to listen to them.
You'll never be able to. It's microwave.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't want to hear the Motorola squawk in the middle of a mission.
I can tell you they're not using GMRS. They don't want to get QRM'd.
That or 11 meters.
But their voice one, that'd be interesting. You know, I know their data because of the bandwidth there on microwave, but the voice, I don't know. It doesn't take much to get that. You can work satellites on amateur radio, and you can talk to the space shuttle. They used to carry, most of those astronauts were hams, and they took a ham radio up there, and you could uplink and downlink on UHF in 2 meters. So, I mean, it's like no big deal. There's nothing impeding your path. It's straight up.
All that stuff is still on there. I mean, the repeater's working. I think the APRS is up and down, depending on what they're doing. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to listen to, actually.
I'm sure they're on probably... You know, I wonder. I'm going to have to look that up, Charlie, because that is an interesting fact. Probably up into the 300 somewhere, 300 megahertz. They don't need much to come down here. I mean, you can do it on 2 meters and UHF. So they ain't that big of a deal, you know.
Well, back in 69 and 70, I mean, they didn't deal with the level of interference that we have these days. So you never know. Maybe they're encrypted.
Would not want to be that guy trying to jam the space shuttle, I'll tell you that. And I don't want to be that guy in the ham radio, and I'm not that guy, but I certainly wouldn't want to be that guy.
No. No, they find you quite quickly.
Just like the guy in New Jersey, I think, years ago that shined a laser light at a pilot coming in for a landing in New York. They found him.
Yeah, it didn't take long either. They were able to pinpoint the trajectory of the laser.
stupid people.
All right, guys, I gotta go, man. Y'all have a great day, and we'll catch you this afternoon. WSBT 754. Drive safe. See ya, Charlie.
Yep, we'll catch you later.
Oh, well, see, we can't get today rolling, and looking forward to getting to the weekend.
Yep, just another day for me, though. But that's all right, you know, it keeps me active, and I've been doing it this way for so long, I can't remember.
Yep, I get it.
So I'll be getting a day off here soon. You know, when I for that Hamfest. So that'll be like my first day off in like forever.
Yeah, I got a ways to go. End of May. Around the holiday.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I got some time off coming up in the summer, too. You know, so, be looking forward to that, I guess.
A few days stacked up because I just don't take them, you know. They build up. At some point, you're kind of forced to take them.
You might as well.
Yeah, because once you get to some point, they don't add it in anymore, so you lose it. And you don't want to really give anything away.
Right, right. Yep. Now I get you.
All right, I'm getting on the outer limits here. We'll see you, Mike. Have a good morning. ERWB 49 WSB.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSCU 202, good morning. WIZX 218, WIZ 48, copy. WIZX 218, WIZ 48, copy.
WSIC 866 mobile monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRVV 525.
WRWF 516 mobile.
Hey, 516, how's it going this afternoon? Staying warm out there?
Yes, sir. Making my way back down to Monroe County from Farmington Hills at the moment. Starting to snow a little bit here in Farmington Hills. I heard we're supposed to get a little bit of snow here tonight.
Okay, yeah, I'm over at Highway 10-11 in Oak Park, but not too far east of Farmington. Yeah, it sounds like snow. I don't know, not too much, I guess they're saying, maybe an inch or two, but we'll see. I'm getting tired of this cold myself. I'm ready for it to start turning the corner here.
I'm headed back up to Houghton Lake tomorrow afternoon to do some more snowmobiling this weekend. So if it can at least wait until the end of the weekend, I'll be grateful. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I don't dig the cold weather unless there's, you know, a foot of snow on the ground. It, I don't know, the snow makes it a lot more tolerable for me anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, especially getting out there in a snowmobile. It's been a while since I've been on a snowmobile. It does sound pretty fun.
Yeah, this year has been the first year that I've actually been able to get both of my floods out and get them up north. It's been a rocky few years, you know. We bought our first house 2 years ago, and my uncle was joking around with me when we bought the house. He's like, hey, you guys ought to just, you're going to have to, you might as well just sell the camper, sell the snowmobile, sell the trailer, sell anything that you have any fun doing, because you're not going anywhere. There was some truth to that.
Yeah, you had some extra responsibilities and stuff on there. It makes it tough sometimes, but, yeah, get everything. After a few years, whatever, get stuff in order, you start making the time. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad I held on to them. I really was contemplating selling them for a minute there, but, you know, they're not hurting anything on the trailer in the backyard, so. Yeah, I'm glad I held on to them. I have a lot of fun on those things, man. I got a couple of older sleds. One of them's a 93 and the other's a 96. They're both Skidoos, and a buddy of mine sold them to me, and I know exactly how this guy is. He's very meticulous about his maintenance and tuning and so on and so forth. He, you know, been through both clutches and carb clean, good boots, you know, good intake, what do they call those, crank seals, and yeah, they've been taken care of pretty well, so it's really tough for me to get rid of them, you know.
Yeah, no, that's good, definitely, know the history, who's owned it before, know they took care of it, and, yeah, there's a market. I think there's, you know, a following for some of the older sleds. But yeah, it's worth keeping on if you're gonna use it. So that's good.
Yeah, I don't. Some people consider these like, you know, classics or vintage or whatever, but they're just they're old sleds and they look good, and they keep up with the rest of the group. They just don't quite have the suspension that a lot of these newer sleds have, but my back is still in decent enough shape that it doesn't really bother me too much.
Yeah, I never owned one myself, but like I said, it's been a few years even since I've been on one from a friend or anything, but yeah, I guess getting older, that might start wearing on you, but
yeah,
as long as it works now, that's good.
Yeah, I was telling my girlfriend that eventually, you know, reverse and electric start might be in our future, but for now we're doing okay.
Yeah, hang on to it while it's good for you, and then sometime you can, you know, take care of it, pass it along to somebody, and have a good, get down payment on the newer one.
Yeah, some of the, like, to buy a brand new sled nowadays is kind of crazy. I don't know if I'd buy a new one unless I happen to end up in the right financial situation. They're obnoxious. I'd like to have me one of those side-by-sides one day, too. Those things are so much fun. A buddy of mine had one of those. It was a Can-Am Maverick 1000cc. The thing was like a big RC car, man, that you put yourself into. It's so much fun. But to buy a new one, man, it's like you're looking at $30,000, $40,000. You might as well just go buy a 4x4 pickup truck.
Oh, I know, man. I hear more and more people talking about the side-by-sides now, and it is tempting, but, man, that's a lot of money, I know. That's tough. I got a little cabin up there in Oscoda County, near a little bit west of Mayo, and man, it'll be nice to take one up there, but I don't know. That's not in my near future anyway. So, yeah, so what you stay down in Monroe County, but then you get go up, you said, over by Houghton Lake.
Yeah, I'm used to riding pretty much anywhere east of 75 up there. north of US 10 and east of 75. I'm just getting to where I'm starting to explore the west side of 75. I don't really know much about any of the trails on that side of 75 myself, but with, you know, maps and phones and everything nowadays, there's not really much excuse not to, I suppose. But yeah, I have some friends there in Mayo, actually. They're just north of Mayo. They're off of Perry Creek Road. And I've spent a lot of time snowmobiling in that area. And in the summertime, I take the mini bike up there and kick it around on the trails a little bit. And we stay at that Osable Loop campground there, right along the Osable, at least once a year. And a lot of times in the summer, we go out on state land in the middle of the woods there in St. Helen, near, I guess you could say, Eel. Kind of just north of St. Helen there off of Old 76. And there's just so much land there, man, and it's so quiet. You can get out, just there's campsites cleared out in the middle of the woods for you already. You don't have to worry about, you know, having 4x4 to get in and stuff like that. It doesn't cost anything. You just pull up a hunk of sand and, you know, stake your camper and call it a day. We have a lot of fun up there, man. I really love that area.
Yeah, no doubt. It is really nice. Yeah, looking forward to getting up there soon. Sounds like somebody's keying up while you were talking there, too, but I don't think they're trying to necessarily break in, but if there is another station out there, go ahead.
I'm probably going to drop back out of here for a little bit. I had noticed that this repeater was acting kind of funny this morning on my drive in. I really don't drive much anymore up this way. Usually just kind of back and forth between Dundee and Milan, and it's a little bit out of range of the Detroit repeater, or at least useful range anyway. I can still hear it out there, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to key up if I'm only making it in 50% of the time. So I don't usually talk much out here, but I did notice this morning the repeater was kind of stuck, keyed up or something like that. So I was just figured I'd pop in and say hello, and I'm going to get some music going here for the drive home. It looks like I'm sitting in traffic here for a little bit.
All right, man. Yeah, well, good talking with you. Good time because I got to step out here and grab my son from school. So, safe travels. Enjoy the drive home and have fun up there on the sled. And we'll catch you next time. It's WRVV525. Name here was Nick, by the way.
Copy that, man. Good to hear you out there, man. Take it easy. Pleasure modulating with you. This is WRWF516 Frank on this end. We're standing by.
WRWB49 and we're standing by.
.202 to .946.
754,
copy WRWB 49. WSIL
946.
Hold on a second, man, I got a phone call.
WSHM 738, copy WRWB 49.
Do we have anyone listening on this frequency?
.202 to .946, I'm back.
What's happening, man?
Nothing, we just getting ready to get outside. I thought I'd give you a shout.
Yeah, I'm just finishing up a Walmart order. I do a order it up online, pay for it. I just got to pull up, and they throw the stuff right in the transformer for tomorrow.
Okay, roger that, man, roger that, all right.
Other than that, not a dang thing going on around here.
Yeah, I was just out there on the lathe, man, making some bearings and stuff, you know, so, I don't know, man, I was goofing around.
There's no copy on that. You're breaking up pretty bad.
I said I was just out there shop making some bearings, man, you know, just out there like that.
Yep, copy that, copy that. I thought it was going to be a little bit warmer today, but tomorrow will be warmer.
WS6C, 754 in Delta.
Afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754.
I'm surprised you can hear me. I'm just on a portable.
Yeah, I got a decent copy. A little light on the audio, but I got you.
Yeah, copy. All right. Yeah, I'm just finishing out my work day here.
What do you got, an HT or what?
Yeah, I'm on an HT with a rubber dust.
Oh, no doubt. How far away are you? No location, but miles.
Let's see. I'm over here by Marine City Highway and Palms Road in that area.
That ain't bad for an HT and a rubber duck.
Yeah, we must have a good conditions today or something. Yeah, because normally I can't get in. Not that far away.
Yeah, I wouldn't move from the spot that you're in because that's a good clip for an HT, man.
Oh, that's good. Looks like I'm going to have to upgrade to a hat rather than...
Yeah, you should look for an extra antenna for that at the swamp if they have any.
Oh, I got an extra one to go with us, to take with us. A longer one. So I just have to use it on this one.
Yeah, as we get it closer to your mouth, and your audio will come up a little bit, but yeah, you're making it okay.
Yeah, copy that. All right, as long as I'm getting in, that's all that counts, right?
Yeah, you got some bacon frying, but no, you're legible, no problem, man.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I called the club and haven't got back to them yet, but yeah, I've got to reserve a table now, so.
Oh, did you get your table, or what?
No, not yet. No one's contacted me yet. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to email when I call them. Maybe there's,
So, we'll see. Very good. You're getting a little weak, but not too bad still. Just got on the highway.
Yeah, copy. Well, last year I went, I mean, briefly, it was for the table and everything. Went through on a wind and had the United States of West. Some people who are
You're starting to sound like you're getting a little weak in the battery, but you're just barely legible with the road noise, but you're still getting in anyway.
Yeah, roger.
Man, I tell you what, since I got my heat fixed, the afternoon ride gets hot in here quick, man. Holy smokes. Gotta reach down there and turn it up to cool.
Well, at least you know.
Yeah, only got a little bit of that. You're starting to get a bit weak into it. I don't know if your battery's full charged or not, but you're getting a little bit weak. Yeah, that was totally nothing there.
Okay, how about now?
Got all of that time.
Looking out the window now.
Are you driving or are you stationary right now? Yeah, you're not making it at all. I mean, you're opening the machine, but that's about it.
Hold on. Let me QSY back to the mobile.
Roger.
Okay, how about that, Charlie? WRWB 49.
Yeah, man, that's a lot better. Now I can hear you. Coming in good.
Good, it's working. But, yeah, like I said, last year I went there, and, you know, I didn't even have to, you know, wait for a table or nothing. There was already tables available.
Ah, okay. All right, so they didn't sell them all. Cool. Very good. Yeah, so far as I know, I'm still free for that day, so ain't nothing come up yet.
Yeah, just let me know, man. I got my one buddy that, you know, always goes with me to the swaps. He'll be there. He's got some stuff to sell.
Yeah, like I said, I don't have anything that I can think of. There was a possibility my dad getting out of the assisted care place he's at right now, getting healed up from a fall and whatnot. But I don't think he'll be out of there until after the first of next month, so they won't need me to help move stuff around for him.
Copy that.
Yeah, we're looking for a place to put him in full time. Him and my stepmom, and they're looking for something that's VA compatible and that sort of thing. And they want to move some of his furniture in, and that's you know that how that goes. So if that happens, then I got to go up there and help move some stuff around and take it to his new home if he decides to go ahead and go that route.
Copy. Yeah, as long as you don't put him in a metal lodge, you'll be all right.
That was one of the ones that were on the list, but they're looking at, what the heck is the name, Coleman Pines or something like that. It's in Coleman, so we don't know what the deal is with that. Whether or not the VA pays all of it or what, but I know that I think one of the metal lodges up there in that area was on the list.
Just telling you from, you know, first-hand experience working with that company, they are a joke, and they will, you know, do everything they can to, you know, not give your loved one the most, you know, I'm most scared, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think I told you my nephew is involved with a lot of that. He's a nurse, and he deals a lot with DFA, and he's very familiar with that whole situation, and he pretty much says the same thing. Now, Metalize is more of a nursing home instead of an assisted care, correct?
It's a nursing home. They got a rehab center there, too, but the thing with Metalize is, they're trying to buy up all the competition, and then, you know, they want to monopolize everything in the state. And the way they run their company is just unethical. It's a wonder how the state don't go in and shut them down.
Typical, you know how it goes. Minimum care, maximum pay.
That your accounts are ran dry, and then they award you to the state. Then the money kicks in to the state and the federal. And then, of course, they get their money that way.
Yeah, like I said, my nephew's really, he's up to speed on all that. And he's pushing to keep them out of Metalodge as well. So they're on the hunt for the right place for him, and that's going to be VA compatible. I know he's going to end up having to pay some out of pocket, but the more you can get for VA, the better, obviously. So, but he, like he said, he doesn't necessarily need a nursing home. He just needs an assisted care. And I think it's Coleman Pines. I don't know if you know that one or not, if that is the right name of it, but they do allow people like you, to come in and do your thing and whatnot. They do allow that, so that's where I think the consensus is to try and get him in there and figure out the pay later.
Because if you go with, you go to assisted living and you use their home care agency that's contracted to work in that building, every time, whoever needs something and they push that call light, it's like 8 hours. So it's like if you need to be, transferred from your chair to your bed, that's 8 hours. Put your shoes on, 8 hours. I mean, to heat up a can of soup, $8. I mean, it adds up quick. We had because I had worked at one, it's called Pine Ridge, and that's assisted living. And, of course, they, I was just, working with one-on-one with somebody, and that, that's what she was telling me, man. And then somebody else that worked at a competitor said the same thing. It's like $8.
Jesus, man. Yeah, they have their ways, dude. They do have their ways. But anyway, they're going to find something. Like I said, my nephew James, he's really up on this. Very knowledgeable, very smart guy. And he deals a lot with VA. So we're fortunate to have him as a lead person on everything. So we'll see what happens. He's got to go someplace. He can't continue living at home and falling down like he does, He refuses to not get on that side-by-side to go check mail, and every time he does, he falls off. And the last time he hurt his ribs, and then they thought he had broken a rib, but it turned out he has pneumonia, so... he's getting better and better every day. I had a text today that, he's gaining his strength back and things are really starting to progress for him. But, he's just up there in age, man. He doesn't need to be staying at home like that.
You can always go the route of, through the VA. They have, you can get the in-home care. And you can get, they'll pay up to like so many hours a week, depending on, the level of of this condition?
Well, we all feel he needs 100% care. They need somebody there all the time. So, you know, they do have in-home care, you know, a guy like you coming in. I think his name is Troy. I'm not sure. But, you know, they have somebody coming in and doing the, you know, the in-home care and that sort of thing. But they definitely need somebody there 24/7, man. It's just, it can't keep that man from doing stuff, and he just gets hurt. You know, the last time they found him, he's laying down out in the garage. Garage door's wide open. This was like 2 weeks ago. Cold, you know. It's like the guy just, he's too stubborn, you know. He just, and then at the men's gym, he doesn't realize he's getting, you know, to the condition he is. So, you know how it goes. You've seen it thousands of times, I'm sure.
More than once, you know. Yep, I've seen it all. Heck, I was even doing hospice patients for a minute. You know, having to deal with that, I mean, you know, I don't really know the person, but, you know, I feel bad for the family. But, I mean, I've had, you know, instances where it's like, well, if they die on my watch today, I just call this number, and then they come and they pick them up and take them off to the funeral home.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about hospice, but I think they're quite a good outfit. My mom was under hospice care when she died in 97. They were living in Sandusky, Ohio at the time, and the nurse that came, she was the first one to show up, you know, as a hospice care worker, and she refused to get relieved. She stayed there the whole time. She really took a liking to my mom and everything, and yeah, we donate, well, we had been, I haven't done it in a couple of years, but we used to donate every year to hospice in Sandusky because of that. They had some, like, Christmas tree thing. You can buy a bulb, you know, for so much money and put it on they put it up on the tree and whatnot. We did that for many years. I haven't done it the last few, but yeah, I got a lot of respect for hospice.
So some people, they could be on hospice for, like, years. I mean, look at Jimmy Carter, for instance. I mean, he was on hospice, I do believe, for, like, was it 2 or 3 years he was on hospice before he finally passed away? So, yeah, he was a fighter.
Yeah, I think my mom was on it for about 4 days. She had a blood condition, turned into cancer, and breast cancer, and then brain cancer, and tumors, and all that, and they tried one more treatment, and she had, you know, like a 1 in 100,000 chance of having a massive stroke with this treatment. Well, she was that one, you know. She had a massive stroke, and so she lasted about 4 days, I want to say, after that, before she passed. And like I said, that nurse, she didn't leave, man. She napped in the chair, and that was it. She was not about to leave. So, yeah, they're a good organization, WSBT 754.
Yeah, I worked with them for a while, too, you know, in conjunction with the company I'm with. So, you know, I mean, they seem to do their job, you know, and they come when they have to, and they dispense the proper meds. They keep your loved ones, you know, most comfortable.
Yeah, she handled everything afterwards as well, you know, calling the ambulance or whoever was, you know, to come and get her and all that, and she dealt with all of that stuff that, you know, obviously it's hard on the family, you know. Of course, my dad was tore up, and then, you know what I mean. But anyway, yeah, they're a good organization. I got a lot of respect for them. But yeah, Metal Lodge and places like that, all they're interested in is all the money they can get out of you.
Yeah, I mean, and they run their business, it's like, wow, really? It's like, you think of these people, it's basically just like a slab of meat with a toe tag on it. That's it. That's how they think of those people. I mean, they're just, you know, the way they are and the way they run things. So I used to work at that one in Richmond, right on Division and Main Street. And man, that place was a run-of-the-mill. It still is that way today.
Yeah, they don't have patience. They have commodities, and that's how they treat it as. You know, they keep you alive long enough to get all the money they can, and then after that, well, see ya.
Used to be a place called, it was called Evangelical Home. It was over there on by Lakeside Circle and Hayes there. And, of course, they ended up selling out to Metal Lodge. And as soon as they sold out to Metal Lodge, all those people that carried over, a lot of them quit because they didn't want to deal with the Metal Lodge outfit.
Well, you know, like you say, when they're buying up all the other places, they want to be the monopoly, and you know it's not about the care, it's about the money. They could care less about that patient. They just worry about how much resources the patients are taking up, so they don't want to give them as much, and they want to bill for everything they can. You know, you're just nothing but a money, a bank. That's all they care about. When that bank runs out of money, out the door you go.
Well, in some cases, you know, when you run out of your money, then they award you to the state, and then from there, then of course, then the money comes in that way.
It's just pitiful. All around pitiful, man, but I didn't think he'd be around this Christmas. I thought the Christmas before was going to be his last. I really didn't think he'd make it another year. But, you know, he's still kicking, man. He's too damn stubborn to die, I think.
Well, some people, man, they're fighters. I mean, like I said, I mean, with Jimmy Carter, he was like, what, 100? You know, he was on hospice for like almost 3 years.
Hey, he was 100, right at 100 years old when he died. I don't even think he made 101, but yeah. Yeah, I remember he was on hospice for a while. When he first went on, you know, everybody was thinking he'd be gone within a couple months, but heck no, man, he kept on going.
Somebody one day says, oh, look, you know, he's technically still eligible to run for president. You know, he only served one term.
Yeah, he still could have run if he wanted to, I guess. Oh, well. Yeah, he was a good man. He had a long run, that's for sure. He did a lot of good after his presidency. He, I think he did more good afterward than when he was in. So yeah, he was a good man.
How's it going, Mike? How's it going, Charlie? WSDJ 347.
Looks like you're getting close to your end of your rope there.
Yep, I am. And then John just came in. I guess you guys doubled, but he won. And yeah, I am getting into my rope, so I'm going to jump on out of here. Go ahead and take it, John. WSBT 754. Catch you in the morning, Mike.
Catch you later.
Take it easy, Charlie. This is Joe, WSDJ 347. How you doing, Mike?
Doing good this afternoon. Yeah, it looks like we're supposed to get some snow here pretty soon.
That's what they're saying, but I hope for once they're lying this time. I get tired of shoveling snow.
I don't blame you there, you know. It does, I mean, I got a snow blower. Sometimes, you know, I got a friend that comes by with a plow, you know, and does it, depending.
Yeah, I got a snow blower too, but still, it's just a pain. The size of the driveway is a pain.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. Yeah, after a while, it's like, oh, man, enough of this crap.
I wish this weather would break so I can get my mobile radio in my truck. It's kind of a pain in the butt trying to hold the HT, the long Nagoya antenna, and drive.
It was easy to install. I mean, all I had to do was throw the radio into a cup holder mount and then just stick the mag mount on top of the roof and boom, I'm done. And of course, you know, I had to check the SWR.
That's what I had on my last truck, but my new truck's a Ford, so it's all aluminum. So now I got to put one of them hood mount things and run the coax under the dash there and get it through the dash somehow. So I wish it would have been kind of like my other one. I would have had it in there already.
Forgot about the all aluminum. Oh, man. Yep. You might be able to get, you know, find a, I don't know, like a plug in the firewall. You know, they got the, like a rubber grommet you just take out and just feed the coax to the firewall.
I looked up a couple videos. There ain't too many, but I found one or two that shows a little, like you said, a grommet with something running through it already. So hopefully I can find it and get it through there.
That would be your best option. I mean, seeing you really don't have much of an option to begin with. I know some people use the, they buy those headache racks, and of course they mount the antenna to that, but how efficient that is, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea on them back racks. That probably would work.
Yeah, I know people that use them, you know. I have seen municipalities around here that use them for their system they got. I don't know if they're using like a P25 system or 800 megahertz, but you'll see them with antennas on the back of their back racks.
Yeah, that might be an option. This other one don't work out like I planned.
So I just have to see, man, just weigh out your options.
Yep, one way or another, I'll get one in there somehow. I'll figure it out. Ain't that hard, but we'll get her done.
Yep. Well, anyway, I hate to cut this short, but I got to get back in to the work 20, the work 2TH here. So I will catch you later.
All right. Have a good day. Talk to you later. Maybe tomorrow morning. WSDJ 347.
Yeah, we'll catch you. I'll be out around like 6:30 or so. So I'll be back out here. You'll probably be able to catch me then. All right. Take care. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
Afternoon, 567, WRNW 329.
Good afternoon time to you. WB 49, and we're standing by.
WSIP 284 is WSET 257. I'll copy, over.
This is WSIP 284. I got a copy on the 257.
Roger, got a copy on you. So I'll check in here. Missed you on MERS 2. I'll see if I can find you on 15. Over.
Roger that. I'm on 15 now, and I'm also monitoring MERS 2. Over.
Roger, roger. See you over there.
WSIP 284, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Ditto, this is WZB 257.
Thank you.
WSEU 202. Good evening to all.
Hey, shouldn't you be in bed by now?
Man, I just came in and cleaned up and had dinner.
I kind of like that mill table you get on top of that drill press space. That's me, bro.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do, hey man, it works.
Well, hell yeah. Well, excuse me, Paul, but you got a pitch with the cock you got.
You know what I used it for last is the brake pads that I bought for the motorcycle. They were too thick, so I had to mill them down a little bit thinner, man. That thing worked great.
Hey, you don't have to tell me about this. Everything will be done.
All right, Ralph. What'd you say now? I missed it, man. That radio don't work all that great.
Here, listening.
Sorry about that. I keyed up with you. I said, what did you say last time? I didn't hear you, man. That radio don't work all that great.
Well, not anything important, I guess. Mm-hmm.
All right, man. I copy that.
Oh, yeah. The crap all this isn't happening. Take it.
How does that one guy say it? They're jamming. Uh-oh, they're jamming.
I gotta find the,
I reckon girls will be girls.
Hopefully, when you get up under the skirt.
Yeah, whatever, man. You know, just them machines in my garage. You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
And harmonica, maybe you should go that route. Sound better.
They complain about it and then they attack people that don't even do it, right? That's the brains of the outfit right there.
The crux of the biscuit.
All right, Ralph, I'm going to go back and watch this about the Warthog, all right?
All right, man, be good.
That's all right, man. We'll see how good their morning conversation goes.
Easy, buddy, easy. Let them have at it.
All right, man. We'll talk at you in the morning.
WSAL 946. I'm clear.
WSEI 375, this is Matt monitoring from Clinton Township.
WRVJ 258.